Now this is a dictation for Rose, R-O-S-E, Morrison, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N. October 1756, addresses a letter to Kaelin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mrs. Morrison. Chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in September. She apparently is having worsening lower back pain, which is worse on standing and walking, limiting her ability to walk, improve with resting, sitting or lying down, no gross radiation to lower extremities. She already falls with a foot doctor, and she's not aware of peripheral vascular disease, has lost few pounds, but still has a good appetite. On purpose, she's trying to eat small portions. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin, has chronic nocturia and incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, or syncope. There is dyspnea activity, but not at rest. Denies orthopnea, PND, no oxygen, no sleep apnea. She has never smoked. Review system, which is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril, chlorthalidone, metoprolol for blood pressure, anticoagulated with coumadine, diabetes cholesterol management. Just started on medications for headache. Uvrelv, U, V as in boy, R-E, L, V as in Victor, Y. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 113.65, way down to 247. Alert oriented time 3, able to speak in full sentences, no respiratory distress, no speech problems. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from January. Creatinine 1.7, which is progressive over time. Present GFR will be around 30, stage 3-4. Normal electrolyte, acid base, and normal nutrition, albumin. Calcium, liver function test not elevated, high triglycerides, diabetes A1C at 7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3-4, progressive over time, however, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, probably diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension well controlled. We'll continue the same ACE inhibitors as long as possible. Next number, prior dialysis. At that time, renal biopsy with acute tubular necrosis, thought to be related to rhabdomyolysis. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure, which appears to be stable. Next number, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, anticoagulation, no active bleeding, hemoglobin is stable. Next number, lower back pain, suggestive of spinal stenosis. Peripheral vascular disease should be in the differential diagnosis with aortic abnormalities. She is following this with you, as well as the podiatrist and neurology. Of course, we are trying to avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We have a long discussions, education about this. She will discuss with you and the other doctors about further diagnostic testing and potential procedures. Otherwise, from my side, continue chemistries on a regular basis, no indication for dialysis, come back in 4 months.